This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
We'll begin what will be an opening by introducing Fred Forrest and his work with a conversation. It will be a conversation with you, and Michael, I will introduce him in a minute, and I will be translating to Fred. And I'll just say a few words about both of them. Fred Forrest has been active for quite a long time in France and is the inventor of sociological art and video art, and he has worked enormously extensively on internet interactive art. He's a very dangerous man.
Yes.
He can sue you if, as he did with the Pompidou Museum or Bourdieu. He's a political artist. He's younger than ever. I've had a look at his website, and I was amazed looking at the recent productions in São Paulo, in France, in Italy, in Miami. But tonight you'll have an opportunity to discuss directly with him, and will be helped by Michael LaRuth, who is a professor at William & Mary College in Virginia, who has worked with Fred, who has translated a number of works, who has done interviews with him, and who will be also presenting in English a sort of rapid retrospective chronology of his work. But fundamentally, we'd like to stop this after maybe 20 minutes or so and take questions and discuss with you. So, Michael, you're there.
Yes, and of course, if you have questions about any of the works that we're discussing, it might be appropriate just to raise your hand and ask a question when a particular work is up on the screen, and sometimes that will allow Fred to give you more pertinent comments on some of the works. And I have to say, I feel a little bit intimidated because I'm just going to be offering some brief comments about Fred's work with a PowerPoint presentation when I'm sitting next to one of the most innovative multimedia artists in France. So perhaps we could maybe go to maybe the first or the second of the slides in the slideshow. Well, let me just say that I've been working on Fred Forrest's works for about 9 years now, and also in recent years, I've collaborated with Fred on a few works, including one of the ones that you see up on the screen now, the second, in 2005, Fred's interactive happening, The Digital Street Corner, that was presented at Art Basel Miami Beach, projected onto the walls of the Bass Museum in Miami Beach. I say that I've collaborated with Fred with great humility because throughout his career, Fred has collaborated with some very important figures, beginning with Willem Flusser, Pierre Restany. Pierre Restany was one of the most steadfast defenders of Fred's works for over 30 years. In the 1990s, Restany presented Fred, along with Jean-Pierre Reynaud, as the true successors to the spirit of the New Realist movement. And Restany called Fred an artist of the void in the manner of Yves Klein. I first discovered Fred's works in a sort of roundabout way because, I'm not an art critic or an art historian, but a professor of French. I've been interested in political culture and public spectacle in France. So I first discovered Fred's works in 1998 when I was doing some research on the French Fête de l'Internet, in which Fred has been a leading participant. So I wasn't aware that Fred has been at the forefront of information and communication art for well over 40 years. But one of the things that struck me immediately in Fred's work is, well, to put it the way Fred has put it to me, to be creative, any artist relies on the resistance of his or her medium, whether that's paint, whether that's stone, whether that's the things that go into an installation. And in Fred's case, the resistance of the medium comes not only from the media, the mass media, but society itself, political forces, and other things. Fred?
Michael, si tu permets, excuse-moi de t'arrêter, tu traduis. Je délègue, comme vous allez le constater, je vais parler le moins possible.
He will speak as little as possible.
Puisque je ne parle que le français.
He only speaks French.
Donc, je délègue totalement mon contenu à Michael. Mais avant cela, je voudrais dire que c'est toujours très important dans la vie de savoir où on se trouve.
So he will delegate everything to Michael to talk about his works.
Ici,
but he says it's important to know where one finds oneself.
Je suis à la Slot Foundation.
He's in the Slot Foundation.
Parce que nous existons par rapport au monde, par rapport à un environnement physique et culturel.
We exist only in a physical and cultural environment.
Quel est l'environnement spatial?
What's the spatial environment here?
Je constate qu'ici, le monde est partagé entre les chaises rouges et les chaises noires.
The world is separated in two kinds of chairs, the black chairs and the red chairs.
Il faut que je trouve comment je peux m'associer en harmonie avec ces deux mondes.
He has to find out how to associate himself harmonically with those two worlds.
Mais je suis convaincu qu'il y a quelque chose qui nous lie tous ici.
There's something that must bind us together here.
Au-delà des chaises rouges et au-delà des chaises noires.
Beyond the red and the black chairs.
C'est le même intérêt commun pour l'art.
It's a single common interest for art.
Pas pour l'art du marché.
Not for the market of art.
Mais pour l'art qui nous donne conscience de ce que nous sommes.
But for art that makes us aware of who we are.
Je te rends la parole.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred. A few additional biographical details. Fred Forrest is really a mass media age equivalent of Le Facteur Cheval because he's a self-trained artist. He left school in his native Algeria at the age of 16 and literally went to work for the French Postal Service in colonial Algeria. And he left Algeria during the civil war there, during the war for independence there, and went to Paris, where in addition to keeping up his work with the Postal Service, started a second line of work as an artist, and began initially as an abstract painter. In the preceding slide, you have an example of one of his early works, a series of tableau écran, or screen paintings, where different images were projected onto the screen of the painting. So even from this early stage, Fred was trying to get beyond the boundaries of the canvas. And I don't know, Fred, est-ce que tu veux dire plus sur les tableaux écran?
Simplement, j'étais à la recherche à cette époque-là d'un type d'œuvre dont la forme pourrait être réactualisée, puisque je pense que nous rentrons maintenant dans une esthétique du mouvement et du flux, et que tout objet fossilisé dans l'instant est une chose qui n'a plus de sens.
So he was looking for the kind of work that could be reactualized and in constant flux. Not believing that any work of art should be unchanged, immutable.
And Fred, at the same time, was one of the first artists in Europe to begin experimenting with video as an art form. In fact, he's been in Europe and worldwide a pioneer in many art forms using LED message boards, using the internet. He was, in 1995, the first artist to sell an entirely virtual work at a public auction. There's an image of this later on. You'll see it. It was the work Parcelle Réseau, or Network Parcel. And this was an auction that was also conducted live over the internet. But in 1969, there was sort of a radical break because at this point, Fred says he decided that he would stop doing art in the conventional sense and instead engage in what he called at the time a form of sociological praxis that merely used art as a cover, as a form of legitimacy. Because if you do certain things and you say that it is for art, you can get away with it. Whereas if you say that it is as a form of social intervention or activism, you will not perhaps get away with the same thing. In addition to being an artist, Fred is also a theorist and an author. Although he doesn't have a lengthy curriculum vitae of formal education, he also was given special permission to present a doctorate in 1985, defended his thesis at the Sorbonne. Among the members of his jury were people like Jean Duvigneau, Frank Popper, Abraham Moles, and others. And Fred is a prolific author as well. And I'll just call to your attention his most recent book, which was published at L'Armatan in 2006. And this is L'œuvre système invisible, so the invisible system work or the invisible system artwork, which represents a new theoretical orientation in Fred's work. And maybe we can go to the next slide. So Fred is beginning to get international acclaim. Prior to this retrospective, there was a retrospective held at the Paso das Artes in Brazil, and also some publications in English are beginning to come out on Fred. I should say that although Fred is beginning to get some international acclaim, his work has not always been so appreciated, neither in political milieu or in artistic milieu. And maybe we can go to the next slide. Fred's works have often caused him problems with the police. And you see on the screen, in 1973, his participation at the Biennial in Sao Paulo. He organized a series of actions which took place directly in the public sphere. So this is a very important idea for Fred, this idea that art does not necessarily or even primarily take place in the gallery. It takes place in the streets. It takes place in society. Or as Fred would say, it's directement branché sur le social. It's directly plugged into social reality. And one of the events in 1973 was his mock street demonstration with just blank placards called Le Blanc Envahit la Ville, or The City Invaded by Blank Space. And for this and his other endeavors, he was arrested by the military police and detained for a while. Et Fred, est-ce que tu veux commenter un peu ce que tu as essayé de faire à Sao Paulo en 73?
Oui, ce que j'essaie de faire n'est pas toujours programmé à l'avance. C'est un peu la situation, et je suis un artiste de l'événement. Mes matériaux, qui étaient hier la peinture, sont la situation telle qu'elle est ici et maintenant.
What he does is not always programmed, and he works in situations that can be spontaneous,
Alors,
depending upon the context.
Je pense que tout est une question de pouvoir.
Everything is a matter of power.
Et moi, je me confronte au pouvoir culturel.
And he wants to engage or attack power.
Je fais comme un caméléon.
He's like a chameleon.
Et je rentre dans le pouvoir culturel.
And he enters the cultural, the power.
Mais après, je fonctionne différemment.
and then he functions differently.
Une fois que j'ai la légitimation, je fonctionne différemment.
Once he has been legitimated, he functions differently.
Il faut vous dire qu'à cette époque-là, c'était le régime militaire au Brésil.
At that time was a terroristic, fascistic oui, regime.
Moi, je ne suis pas un héros. Mm. C'était dangereux surtout pour les Brésiliens eux-mêmes.
Yes, he's not a hero. It was very dangerous for Brazilian people.
Donc, c'était aussi de ma responsabilité de pouvoir utiliser ma marge de liberté pour dire ce que les Brésiliens ne pouvaient pas dire.
So he tried to use his margin of freedom, the freedom to say what Brazilians could not say.
Et pourquoi ça a marché? Parce que les journalistes brésiliens qui ne pouvaient pas parler sont devenus mes complices pour véhiculer ma contestation.
And it worked because journalists in Brazil were able to relay what he was doing, quoting him as a contestator.
Donc ils m'ont donné un pouvoir parce que je suis devenu l'artiste le plus important de la Biennale.
They gave him a lot of power because suddenly he became the most important, most visible artist of the
Biennale. Par le quatrième pouvoir.
For the fourth power.
Et à ce moment-là, j'ai dit, les artistes ne restent pas enfermés dans le ghetto de la Biennale, ils vont dans la rue.
Then he said, artists should not stay stuck in the ghetto of the Biennale and should go into the streets.
Et finalement, à mon insu, le fait que la police m'ait arrêté a été pour moi la possibilité d'un message international. La police du Brésil n'aime pas l'art libre.
Mm. And then the fact that he was arrested by the police showed that his message had been heard. And the message was the police hates contemporary art or the freedom of art.
Mais on ne peut pas décider à l'avance de faire ça.
Yes, one cannot decide in advance to do this. Yeah.
And this is something that Fred has done throughout his career. Years and years later, as you can see in the last slide that's up there, Fred ended up being a candidate for the presidency of Bulgarian national television. He worked with friends and associates, journalists, intellectuals who were part of the Bulgarian opposition movement. So this is 1991, and Bulgaria is still in what you could call maybe a Stalinist hangover, not quite ready to give up the old way of doing things. And here Fred shows up in Bulgaria. With his rose-colored glasses, literally, you'll see in the video that's being projected a little bit better that, and challenges the sitting president of Bulgarian National Television to debate him. Fred's platform at the time was for a more utopian and nervous form of television. I don't know if he was able to realize his idea of utopia, but he certainly made the Bulgarian authorities more nervous and had to curtail his campaign under death threats and other political pressures and had to leave the country. Fred?
Ce qui est formidable pour moi, c'est que je dépasse mon statut d'artiste pour devenir un acteur dans la politique, dans le social, et que je pense que les artistes ont un rôle à jouer en dehors du milieu de l'art.
What's fundamental for him is, as an artist, to be able to go beyond the function of the artist and engage with politics. And Fred believes that artists, all artists, should do that.
Et je me suis trouvé comme ça dans des situations vraiment extraordinaires. À mon hôtel, j'avais tous les directeurs de télévision qui avaient précédé, qui venaient me consulter.
Then he found himself in the paradoxical situation of having all the television directors who had preceded the current director in Bulgaria coming and asking him for advice.
Mon programme, je ne sais pas si Michael l'a dit, c'était la création d'une télévision intelligente, interactive et nerveuse.
So his program was the creation of an intelligent, interactive and nervous television.
Voilà, il y aurait beaucoup à dire, mais
there would be a lot to say.
And as Fred has said, It's really not, this is not performance art. This is an art of live, real events, which is why in numerous instances, you know, he's not either tolerated as a crazy performance artist or perhaps marginalized as a crazy performance artist, but taken very seriously. Maybe we can go to the next screen. So as Jean-Michel said, Fred Forrest was the co-founder of two important movements in the 70s and 80s in France. In the 1970s, it was the Sociological Art Collective with Jean-Paul Thénault and Hervé Fischer. And we see right away the basis for a certain understanding of art that Fred would remain true to and modify, expand throughout his career. The idea that art does not necessarily or primarily produce an object. The artist creates a system of communication, a system of information. The work itself is created ostensibly by the users of the system in the way that they put together the different pieces of information, interacting with the system created by the artist, interacting with other people who are using the same system. As such, art is not a representation of reality, visual reality, but it allows a different sort of reality, social reality, the reality of the media landscape, to present itself in the consciousness of the user of the system. And in the period of sociological art, what Fred often did is he used the technique of introducing what he calls parasitical pieces of information or non-information, blank spaces that open up breaches in different mass media systems. And one very early example of that is his was part of a larger operation called Space Media, or Media Space, but his work, 150 Square Centimeters of Art, which was a blank space published in Le Monde, the French newspaper, which Fred then invited the readers to fill up with their own artwork, their commentary. Fred?
C'est simplement, sur ce téléviseur, on peut voir défiler 1000 de ses réponses dans le cadre de l'exposition. Mm. Hein.
On the television, you can see the answers. There is people who wrote on the...
Over 1,000 responses.
De l'expérience avec Le Monde, il y en a eu 700, et des expériences du même type avec les journaux brésiliens.
There were several 700 experiences of this kind, or responses of this kind.
But as Fred would say, even though these responses were exhibited publicly, the artwork is not in the responses. The artwork is in the event, the communicative event that takes place. Fred says that, you know, in a sense, he should probably get some kind of royalties because essentially he invented MySpace before it went on the web, or he invented the blog, at least in a paper format. Another, and maybe we can go to the next slide, way of looking at how Fred Forrest anticipated years in advance some of the things that are going on in the field of net art, digital art. Fred, if you can understand the way he operates by referring to a hacker. Okay, in many instances, it involves mastering certain codes, social codes, okay, and using these codes to hack into a system to introduce information that is unstable, that will perturb the normal operation of the system. And the goal is always to get people using the system to perceive that media system in a new light. And a very important example from his career, because the system that he tried to perturb was the art market. And this was the operation of the artistic square meter. And what Fred did is, again, this was not a performance. Fred actually formed his own real estate promotion company. He bought a parcel of land near the French border with Switzerland, had it subdivided into square meter parcels or plots that were all registered at the local land office, and through his connections, using the aura of art, was able to get friends in different publications to place these very professional, because they were not parodies, they were real ads offering parcels, artistic square meter parcels of land for sale. And then the idea is to take this one system and to somehow superimpose it on the on another system, which is the way the contemporary art market works. And so Fred organized a public auction for the sale of the first artistic square meter of land. So this is how he hacked into the art market as well. And of course, the authorities did not really appreciate this. Fred was investigated by the police for organizing a real estate fraud scheme. And at the auction house, the professional organization of auctioneers told them that they could not hold this auction because these square meters of land did not constitute art. And it was, again, a scam. So what Fred did at the last minute is he went out in the neighborhood, bought a square meter piece of cloth, and said, okay, I'll play it safe. I am going to sell at this auction a non-artistic square meter of cloth. And of course, the point is just the way that publicity can increase the value of a painting or sculpture or photography. Even though he was told that he couldn't go ahead with his original project and put up for sale this non-artistic work, it fetched a pretty good price. So his accomplice, Pierre Restany, declared afterwards, by virtue of this fact, if not for any other reason, I declare the artistic square meter of land operation a work of art. Fred, je sais pas,
oui.
Tu veux rajouter?
Non, simplement... je mets en évidence les contradictions du système. Donc, on voit aussi que dès qu'il y a une action qui touche à la justice, il y a la répression. Je suis même en France, je suis appelé au ministère de l'Intérieur pour être interrogé.
So, what Fred does is to point out the contradictions of the system, and he shows that every time one touches the real workings, functionings of the economic system, the law intervenes, and this is why he's often investigated, and he has...
C'est une action que j'ai faite en 77, ça.
In 77, mais he was investigated by the Ministry of Justice.
Et le plaisir de l'artiste, le vrai plaisir, le grand plaisir de l'artiste, c'est, par exemple, quand le commissaire me dit, regardez, cette chose n'est pas artistique. Vous trompez le public.
So his real enjoyment comes when the police tells him, look, this is not art. This is a scam. You're
voilà le rapport de gendarmerie qui dit que le terrain n'a rien d'artistique.
In this case, the policeman made a report saying that there was nothing artistic about it. And therefore, it was a scam.
There's more of this that has to be published one day, because there's just an absolutely hilarious police report of Fred's having been interrogated by the police, and you have this, I don't know, police investigator asking them, well, how do you define art? And Fred responds, and he says, well, you can't say that. That's...
Alors, ce qui est intéressant pour moi comme artiste, je dis souvent ça, je suis un manipulateur des manipulateurs.
He manipulates manipulators. As an artist.
Parce que quand je sors du ministère de l'Intérieur, j'envoie de suite 200 communiqués de presse à Reuters, l'agence AFP, ta. Et le lendemain, j'ai toutes les chroniques économiques dans le monde entier.
So whenever he's investigated by the Ministry of the Interior, immediately, just after, sends 200 bulletins.
Et ma gloire, je ne la dois ni à Castelli, ni au centre Pompidou, mais à mon mauvais esprit.
So he owes his reputation, not to Leo Castelli or to the Pompidou Center, but to his bad animus, you might say.
Well, maybe we can go on to the next slide. I don't know what Fred's relationship with Castelli has been, but of course he did take the Centre Pompidou to court. He sued them to force them to follow French laws about transparency in public institutions and reveal the purchase prices of their contemporary acquisitions. Although Fred says that this was undertaken as a citizen and not as an artist, this case eventually went to the French Conseil d'État, which for matters of administrative law would be the equivalent of a case going to the Supreme Court in the U.S., and it was decided in the museum's favor, but not on the basis of an interpretation of the French laws covering the public nature of the books of public institutions, but because it was for maintaining professional secrecy and so as not to destabilize a fragile section of the economy, that is to say the art market. Okay. And of course, another technique that Fred has used is video. Again, video as a mirror to gain a critical perspective on society and on institutions. Fred, est-ce que tu veux commenter certain?
On va aller plus vite. Ouais.
Okay. Maybe we can go to the next slide. Then in the 1980s, Fred began working with Mario Costa, Professor Mario Costa, in the context of the aesthetics of communication. And an idea that was very important, again, Fred anticipating the art of today, was this idea of working with interfaces. So just like at the beginning of in the early days of the web art and internet art movement, you have artists like Jody.org, who would come out with alternative web browsers to get us to perceive the information in cyberspace in a different way. Fred experimented with alternative interfaces with different media. And sometimes the results were more whimsical, as in the case of the telephonic faucets. Fred?
Oui, je voudrais dire simplement que moi, les technologies m'intéressent dans la mesure où elles changent totalement notre rapport au monde, puisqu'elles abolissent l'espace.
Technology is interesting only insofar as they change our relation to the world because they abolish space.
Elles permettent d'agir à distance.
They're allowed to act from
Et ça, c'est
distance.
Vraiment magique, parce que les sociétés, même ancestrales, par la magie, ont essayé d'agir à distance.
They go back to magical practices of.
Mais avec le téléphone, on peut faire encore aujourd'hui des choses magiques avec les vieilles technologies.
Right, even with older technologies like the telephone, one can do magical
voilà.
things.
Voilà. Un musée de Turin m'a proposé de faire une installation. Donc l'installation, c'est un robinet d'eau
the museum in
qui fonctionne.
Asked him to do an installation. There was a tap with water.
Mais je
running.
Fais venir aussi sur le robinet d'eau le réseau téléphonique.
It was connected to the telephonic network.
Avec un électro-van qui, chaque fois qu'il y a un appel, fait couler 10 centilitres d'eau.
Each time somebody calls on the phone, there's an electric switch that makes 10 centiliters fall.
Et ça fait partie de l'action. Je publie dans le journal Le Monde le numéro de téléphone pour faire couler de l'eau à Turin.
Then he published in a newspaper in Le Monde the number to have water flow in Turin.
Où il est expressément dit que j'invite tout le monde à appeler jusqu'à ce que le réservoir déborde pour noyer l'institution.
Then he asked everybody to call on the phone and to have finally the whole institution flooded with the water.
So, of course, you don't know if you're the one calling from Paris. Maybe it's your phone call that's going to have all the water overflow the bucket and onto the floor in Turin. Perhaps another way that you could look at the way Fred uses interfaces is interfaces are not simple technical devices that are designed to to appear natural, the natural way of relating to certain forms of technology, certain environments. Fred creates his own interfaces to make them true thresholds. This is the liminal quality of Fred's art. And often there is a quasi-ritualistic way of using these interfaces. Maybe we can go to the next slide. So as Fred was mentioning, he's very interested in the ideas of time and space, in the artificial, the abstract environment of information. Fred, est-ce que tu veux commenter certaines de ses œuvres?
Bon, par exemple, celle-là, c'est une installation. J'ai pris un accord avec une télévision italienne et j'ai donné une cassette vidéo où je me parle à moi-même qui suis dans un autre lieu.
Okay. In this case, this is an installation and he had a deal with a television, an Italian network.
Donc mon image, mon icône télévisuelle apparaît sur la télévision et me parle, me dit, Fred, est-ce que tu m'entends?
He dialogues with himself via the television. The icon that appears asks him questions.
Et it's himself speaking. J'ai réglé des espaces qui me permettent de répondre.
Okay, and he's left spaces that allow him to answer.
Et je dis oui, et je te propose que nous allons compter ensemble et nous allons compter avec les téléspectateurs.
So he answers to himself and says, I suggest that we just count together and count with the spectators, the audience.
Alors, je me mets comme ça, je dis comptons.
He's like this and he says, let's count.
Un, deux, trois. C'est vraiment jouissif à la télévision.
So they just count like that and say it's very funny on television.
Et je dis aux téléspectateurs, vous pouvez compter avec moi.
It tells the audience, you can count with me.
Appelez par téléphone la télévision, je donne le numéro.
Call on the phone, the network, I'll give the number.
Donc, j'articule les chiffres, mais c'est un enfant, une femme, qui je suis devenu une icône de la collectivité télévisuelle.
So he just mouths the numbers, but in fact it's somebody calling on the phone who is telling the numbers. So he becomes a sort of mouthpiece for the whole community.
And maybe we can go to the next slide. This is also something that Fred does with some of his more recent works that are web-based. For example, the time control machine, you know, very simple device. You can manipulate the controls of the website to either speed up time or slow it down. But of course, you're in competition with everyone else who's using the system, who's using the website too. So you're perhaps frustrated in your desire to either speed up or slow down time because you're outnumbered and overpowered by the other people who maybe want to speed up time a lot more. The idea of the abolition or the obsolescence of physical space is an idea that was important for his work, The Center of the World, one of Fred's most sophisticated and developed pieces. It was at once an installation at the Espace Pierre Cardin in Paris. It was also an interactive event. So at the Espace Pierre Cardin, Fred created this, what he calls a well, although I keep telling him that I think it looks more like an altar that contains a sort of digital relic of a territorial-centered world that you could visit. At the same time, via webcam coverage, anywhere in the world, you could, if you were nostalgic for the good old days when the world had a center, a stable, earthbound center, you could visit the site. You could kind of go on a cyber pilgrimage to the site. At the same time, you could send in your messages, which were displayed on message boards that surrounded the entire area. And everything moved and changed according to the rhythm of the messages sent in by people over the internet. So the actual relic of the center of the world in the altar, or the well changed according to the ebb and flow of information, as did the music that accompanied the messages that were displayed on the message boards. Fred,
bien, il y a quand même un problème pour réaliser des installations de ce type. C'est un problème économique. Parce que ce que je fais n'a pas de rentabilité économique. Et du fait de ma position critique, les institutions ne m'aident absolument pas. Donc il faut prendre son bâton de pèlerin. Et voilà. Et je partage cette idée avec Osvaldo que c'est sur le nombre, c'est sur l'énergie, le nombre de sollicitations qu'on fait que statistiquement, un jour, il va arriver ce qu'on veut. Et par conséquent, mon idéologie, c'est que rien n'est impossible.
So, I'll just translate this and maybe we could open to the audience if anybody has a question. The problem is, of course, economic rentability, because nobody wants to fund those projects. They are too critical in a sense. And but Fred nevertheless believes that one has to try again and again, and that after a while something happens, and he shares this with Osvaldo. But I was also going to ask about the economics of the project, because you managed to sell like the virtual parcelle. Vous avez vendu quand même assez cher.
Oui, mais moi, ce que je cherche, c'est pas la vente, c'est l'événement.
Non, c'est l'événement. So what he's looking for is not selling, but to create an event. So I don't know whether...
Well, maybe we could just... The last slide fits in with this. The last two slides, actually, and maybe the preceding slide, I think we need to go back. So one of the ways that Fred has tried to react in this environment has been to use vehicles like the Fête de l'Internet. Again, the important thing here is not to create a major web-based work, but to create an interactive event. Okay, and in some cases, you have very simple devices, and others very complex. I think probably the event for which Fred is most well-known in France, the preceding slide, is his online marriage to fellow artist Sophie Laveau, who is a multimedia artist on the cutting edge in her own right. So this was an event that was staged live over the internet, involving both real coverage of the event and sort of a refracted image of the event through their digital avatars. So seeking other ways to again, this idea that we talked about at the beginning, plugging directly into everyday social reality, reaching different sorts of publics beyond sort of the limited public that you would find in the gallery space.
Je suis un très mauvais commerçant. Parce que c'était le premier mariage au monde qui se faisait sur Internet. Mais ce n'est pas le fait que ça soit sur Internet qui est intéressant, c'est qu'il y avait un programme de réalité virtuelle.
It was the first time there was a marriage only on the internet.
Et qu'il y avait nos avatars sur les écrans. Nous avions des capteurs. Voilà, on voit sur ma tête, là, sur mon crâne, le capteur.
Ce qui
faisait que les avatars se mouvaient en fonction de nos propres mouvements.
So the icons would move in function of their own movements.
Mais passer en même temps sur Internet.
And go on to the internet.
Et sur Internet, il y avait un mixage entre la réalité et la mise en abîme. Voilà. Et on arrive à ce qu'on appelle la réalité augmentée.
So there was a mixing of the image and the real event, and the concept is an augmented reality.
Alors, nous recevions les messages de félicitations par Internet.
They would get all the congratulations via Internet.
Nous étions sur les listes de cadeaux.
They had gifts
sur Internet. C'était formidable. Il y avait un fleuriste de l'autre côté de la rue de la mairie.
There was a flower shop.
Il recevait l'ordre de confectionner des bouquets du monde entier.
So people from the entire world would send in orders to prepare bunches of flowers.
Qui étaient payés avec une carte de crédit.
Paid with a credit card.
Le fleuriste traversait la rue physiquement.
Would cross the street physically.
Et nous apportait des fleurs.
And bring the flowers to them. Mm-hmm.
Et je suis un mauvais conversant, enfin.
He's not a very good businessman.
Parce que quand l'action a été terminée,
when it was over,
des gens sont venus me dire qu'ils voulaient se marier comme ça. Est-ce que je vendais un logiciel?
Other people wanted to get married like this, and they were asking whether he had the software for it.
I think maybe now would probably be a good time for questions from the audience. Perhaps at the end we could go to the very last screen that has some, probably 22, I believe, which has some bibliographical information, because there's so much more that we could say, in particular about this new orientation in Fred's career, which is the notion of the invisible system work. The same foundations that we already mentioned, but working with things like electromagnetism, radio waves, nanotechnologies, and other things. But you can go, if you read French, you can go to Fred's book on the subject and find out more about that, or ask him about it. So. Your questions now.
Je ne sais pas ce que tu as dit.
I just said, j'ai dit, s'il veut savoir plus sur l'œuvre système invisible, il y a un livre, mais c'est peut-être maintenant le moment de poser des questions.
Question.
David.
Yes, in English first and then in French. So the question was about virtual communities and artists. Second Life, where you can get married, you can sell property, entirely virtual property. So some of the things that you did in your work anticipates these developments. Donc c'est l'idée d'art dans le cadre de communauté virtuelle et comment tu as un peu anticipé cette idée de communauté virtuelle.
J'ai anticipé d'une façon tout à fait empirique.
I anticipated in a very empirical manner.
Je ne suis pas un scientifique.
I'm no scientist.
J'essaye de comprendre ce que je fais et de réfléchir.
I try to understand what I'm doing.
Mais j'anticipe simplement parce que les idées me tombent du ciel.
Anticipate because ideas come from heaven.
And maybe one thing that I could say is what Fred has been interested in is the idea of virtual distributed communities that tend to be more short-lived, temporary, but also are not primarily engaged in simulated activities, but real life transactions. Sort of for him, it's similar to the distinction he makes between performance and event art. He wants real life events to take place through the virtual. Donc, il dit que dans ces communautés virtuelles, quand même, on a des capteurs branchés. Donc, ce qui se passe dans le virtuel suit quand même ce qui se passe dans la vie réelle,
oui.
Pour ainsi dire.
C'est ce qu'on appelle la réalité augmentée en français.
In French, the concept is augmented reality.
C'est-à-dire qu'on n'est pas aliéné en étant dans une pure fiction artificielle. Mais la réalité plus la fiction, ça fait une autre réalité qui nous donne un rapport plus grand avec le monde.
So the idea is to add fiction to reality all the time and to have a broader scope and a broader purchase on the world.
Je voudrais dire quelque chose. Donc, si on coupe comme un saucisson ce que j'ai fait dans ma vie,
if one cuts up like a sausage, whatever.
Il y a l'art sociologique qui est très militant, très engagé socialement.
Yes, sociological art that's very political, militant.
Après, tout, on retrouve toujours tout au long, tout, mais plus ou moins. Après, il y a l'esthétique de la communication.
After there's the aesthetics of communication.
C'est notre relation personnelle au monde, avec l'abolition de l'espace, etc.
Our personal link with the world, abolishing space, and so on.
Et maintenant, avec la vieillesse,
and now being a little older,
je rentre dans la troisième phase.
I enter the third phase,
qui n'est pas une recherche aboutie, qui est une recherche en cours.
Which is a work in progress.
J'ai donné le nom d'œuvre système invisible.
I gave the name of system work, invisible system work.
C'est quoi? Je prétends que, compte tenu de la nouvelle culture et de le développement des interfaces, nous allons accéder de plus en plus à d'autres niveaux de réalité.
I claim that given the new technologies, the internet and so on, we will soon access different levels or new levels of reality.
Il y a déjà des artistes depuis très longtemps qui se sont intéressés à cette problématique.
Many artists for a long time have been interested in
Kazimir Malevich.
Malevich.
Marcel Duchamp, qui n'est pas loin,
Duchamp,
qui a voulu représenter la quatrième dimension.
Who wanted to represent the fourth dimension.
Yves Klein.
Yves Klein.
Et avec aussi ses conversations avec Mata. Et pour Duchamp aussi, avec des apports de la science avec Henri Poincaré.
With Henri Poincaré, read by Duchamp.
Mais maintenant, étant donné le développement global dans la société,
now, given the global development of those,
les interfaces se multipliant,
interfaces
on rentre dans une autre culture. Lyotard a déjà parlé des immatériaux.
Lyotard would speak of immaterials to define that new culture.
Et le rôle des artistes, c'est d'aller chercher derrière pour rendre conscient les limites de notre perception. Et non seulement les limites de notre perception, mais les limites de nos structures mentales.
The role of artists as he sees today is to go beyond and to make us aware of the limits of our perception, of our mental structures.
Donc les artistes vont être appelés à travailler comme matériaux, pas avec la peinture, par exemple, mais avec les champs magnétiques.
So artists will now use different media, different supports, not avec, just paint, but magnetic fields.
Avec les fréquences naturelles.
Natural frequencies.
Vous savez, ici, là, il se passe des tas de choses dont nous n'avons pas conscience. Ici.
Here, in that space, there are lots of things happening we are not aware of.
Là, il y a un discours de Bush qui passe à toute vitesse.
There is a left-wing discourse.
Là, il y a un bombardement cosmique qui vient du soleil.
There's a cosmic bombardment from the sun.
Et nous sommes là comme des zombies.
And we are here like zombies.
Donc, le rôle des artistes, c'est d'aller travailler ces choses-là. Et par là, d'essayer d'élargir le champ de conscience.
See, the role of artists is to work with these factors, with these invisible things.
Alors, pour être
broaden the scope of consciousness.
Pour être très pratique, je vais vous donner un exemple d'une œuvre système invisible que j'ai essayé de réaliser.
So to be very practical, I'll give you an example of an invisible system work I tried to realize.
I'm not sure which number slide it is, but if you back up maybe several, Fred is talking about his work, the golden number and the 22,000 hertz force field, which was created at the Documenta.
Explique.
Okay, so maybe a few slides just before that. Okay, we can start there. So what Fred did in this particular edition of the Documenta, Fred was not one of the invited artists, but he was a gatecrasher. And what he did is, using the plans for the exhibition hall, he plotted out his force field, and then showed up at the show just as a normal visitor with these little ultrasound transmitters, And he placed them along the perimeter that he had traced in advance and created this force field. So this was a work, unless you happened to be a dog and could hear the sound, there was no way of knowing that this work was even being presented. And maybe we can go on to maybe the next slide, just Fred putting the transmitters in place, and then the next slide. But at the same time, after he initially created this work, he also conducted a press operation with a press release and an article in a local, major local newspaper announcing the presence of this work. So it was only through the media that you discovered that the work was there in the first place. But then, as Fred said, after you read the article in the newspaper, you couldn't help but to sense that the work was there, even if it was still beyond your faculties of perception.
Donc, dans l'histoire de l'art, l'artiste, après avoir travaillé avec les, comme médium avec les matériaux physiques,
in the history of art, artists first worked with physical media,
l'énergie,
energy,
la lumière,
light.
Dans la société de l'information, il va travailler avec l'information.
In an information society, one has to work with information.
Là, c'est un système d'information.
It's an information system.
Placé physiquement
displayed
dans un lieu,
physically in a space.
Se basant sur le nombre d'or, je crée un champ magnétique qui est une œuvre créée sur le nombre d'or.
Using the golden number, I created a magnetic field that was in fact the embodiment of the golden
comme
number.
Je pense que Michael l'a dit, personne ne voit rien, n'entend rien, ne sent rien.
Nobody hears, feels.
Il manque simplement anything. Une information.
You just need information.
Et cette information elle est donnée sur un autre support dans un autre temps.
This information is given in another support.
Et c'est elle qui
time.
Fait le sens de l'œuvre.
And that gives the meaning of the work.
Parce que la personne qui détient cette information, quand elle vient, elle ne voit rien, elle n'entend rien, elle ne sent rien, mais elle ne peut pas ne pas savoir que l'œuvre est là.
Because once you have the key, the information, you cannot not know that this is there, and you know it, even if you don't perceive it.
Mais donc, les œuvres système invisible peuvent être faites avec les fréquences, mais elles peuvent être faites aussi avec les nanotechnologies.
One can work with frequencies,
qu'on ne voit pas. Il y a d'ailleurs un artiste japonais qui fait des sculptures dans les nanotechnologies.
There's a Japanese artist who does sculptures in
on a besoin d'interfaces. Bon. Et au-delà de ça, aussi, les œuvres système invisible peuvent être faites avec des images mentales qui utilise la mémoire des sujets comme support.
You could also work with mental images in the memories of subjects.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe dans donc on met en place un système d'information et au milieu il y a le récepteur amateur d'art.
We have a system of information and in the middle you have the receptor who is let's say the art lover.
Avec des médias différents et des lieux différents toujours. Un tableau est un dispositif de forme et de couleur.
With different media, different supports. Like, let's not forget that the painting is.
Un tableau est lui-même déjà un dispositif de forme et de couleur qui fait du sens.
Painting is a disposition.
Mais tout est dans le même espace physique.
An apparatus of shapes and colors within the single space.
C'est pas une couleur de Matisse, une forme qui fait le tableau. C'est la relation de toutes les formes et de toutes les couleurs dans la tête du récepteur.
Yes, it's a relation between all those
donc,
parameters that makes the work of art.
Avec les œuvres système invisible, le support de l'œuvre, c'est le cerveau de chaque individu.
So the support, the receptor, is the brain of each individual.
And so that also abolishes the distinction between the receptor and the creator because the works are interactive, the receptors are also the co-creators of the work through their use of information. Fred likes to talk about the role of the artist as being an information architect. He creates the infrastructure, but the infrastructure is not the work itself.
think we could now take another question, and then we'll let you talk with Fred. I see one. Yes, one question.
L'iconographie religieuse est telle que tu l'es décrit, on dirait que ce type d'œuvre est spécifique à l'âge de l'information,
ouais.
Mais même dans l'iconographie chrétienne, par exemple, pour comprendre un tableau, il faut savoir une quantité très vaste d'informations et savoir l'interpréter. Alors, quelle est justement la différence, est-ce qu'il y a une véritable différence
Ce n'est pas une question de différence, mais est-ce que c'est vraiment une culture ou est-ce que c'est notre mentalité de nous-mêmes, de relation avec les objets et les
C'est la même question que je me pose avec vous.
This is the question he was asking himself. I think we have to stop here because the real opening will start. But thank you very much,
Merci
Fred.
À vous.
Thank you, Michael. And please.
Et aussi en allant sur Internet où j'ai des sites très complets.
That's it. He says that if you're interested, the best information will be is many sites on the Internet that give a lot of information about all those practices and strategies.
Merci à vous.
Merci.